ain't nothing better than this. Yeah, ain't nothing better than this. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Mandula. We're excited today to be talking about insecurities.
We're excited to be talking about our insecurities.
Here's why. Because we all got them, but none of us want to admit it. I am the first person to admit there's a lot of things that I am insecure, or I can be insecure about, that luckily...
Hold on. No.
What?
You're the first guy to say, I'm not insecure.
I know.
So what do you mean? You're not the first guy to admit that I have insecurity. You don't have, like, you're always like, Mr. Confident, you can't embarrass me. You can't whatever.
There's,
so, like, what
right,
do you mean?
Right, right. There's a lot of things where I am not, like, I don't feel affected at all. Like, I don't ever feel pressure to be part of the cool kids. I don't ever feel pressure to look a certain way, dress a certain way, none of that. I'm talking about the insecurities that nobody can see or hear. Okay, so every single time I put out a song, I have an insecure moment. Are people gonna like this? Are they gonna dig it? Every time I step into the booth and I record a verse, every time I write a verse, every time I would step on stage. So it wasn't that I had the insecurities, it was whenever they stopped me from doing what I felt I needed to do, that's when the insecurities became more than that. They became like fear. I think insecurities graduate to fear, and fear stops us from doing things. Man, there's so many times where I just feel like, oh, I don't want to do this thing because I'm afraid or I feel insecure. And the one thing that keeps me going is like, nah, hell no. I'm going to do it, because the last thing I'm going to be is that dude who's sitting back like, oh man, I wish I would have did this, but I was so self-conscious, I was so insecure, I was so afraid. So,
okay.
That's how I overcome.
So in the face of your insecurities, you just still do whatever it is you're insecure about?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I knew a girl who she wanted to be a singer, right? And I was like, dope.
Did you date her first?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
So I was like, dope, that's dope. I'm a singer, you wanted to be a singer, cool. Like, what are you doing to get, you know, to step towards that? And she was like, I'm not doing anything. I'm like, well, what are you doing? She's like, I'm going to school to become a biochemist. I was like, a biochemist? Like, well, that's a very far stretch from wanting to be a singer. And I said, why are you doing biochemistry? She's like, because I'm insecure about my voice and it's too hard to become a singer. I was like, fool, you about to go to school for like 12 years and you're telling me it's too hard to be a singer? She's like, it's just too hard. And she was insecure about her voice. It made me think, wow, how many of us forfeit our true dream, our true calling, our true purpose because of insecurity and fear. So to this day, the girl has a dream, and in her heart, she always wanted to be a singer, but she's working in some freaking, I don't know, some lab somewhere, just existing.
Because she was insecure.
She was just insecure and afraid.
Well, I have many insecurities. Some people have told me they were surprised to find out that this was one of my insecurities, was in stand-up going to the local clubs and going up at the Comedy Store or the Improv or the Laugh Factory or whatever, because other comics see me headlining all across the country and doing sold out shows that they would never imagine that me going up at the Improv on a Tuesday night in front of like 30 people, I'm insecure in that moment. So that's one of my insecurities, is performing in front of crowds that are not my own, that are not like just doing drop-in sets at the comedy clubs, just hanging out at the comedy club and meeting and talking with the other comedians, I'm insecure. And people tell me, like, they would think, like, I would come in, like, so confident and, like, because of, like, who I am and what I do, but really it's, like, some fear in me, like, oh, I don't know anybody. Like, I've been doing comedy for over 10 years, and just this past year, I was like, am gonna start hanging out at the comedy club 10 years in. So I don't know where the insecurity comes from and that fear that I have, but it takes a lot for me to go and just drop in and do a spot at the Improv, or, you know, I'm doing Comedy Store on Thursday or whatever it is. It takes a lot. Like, I have to, like, calm myself down in my mind, remind myself, like, it's fine, it's cool, like, just go do your set. Like, I have to have a whole, like, cheerleading session with myself and, like, pump me up to go. Well. So, that's one of my insecurities in my career in stand-up. And then just, like, superficial insecurities, like my double chin. Like, sometimes I own it and I'm funny about it, and, like, I'll Instagram story, like, from this angle and show you my double chin, be like, hey, y'all, what's up, how you doing? And sometimes I don't care, because I'm, like, I'm M&M-ing myself. Like, I'm making fun of myself before you can do it. So, but really, it stems from an insecurity about my 7 chins that I have. Like, here it's just one chin, but from here, or even this side angle, I'm so insecure about my profile because I have 7 chins. But not for long.
And I love all 7 of them.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Look, the moral of the story, man, it don't matter who you are. We don't know anyone that doesn't have an insecurity. But above all, I think the one thing we want you to know is that you're not alone in your insecurities. You're not the only one. And the most important thing is to face whatever that insecurity is, whatever that fear is, head on. Because the second that that thing starts preventing you from being you or doing what you have to do, that's the second that you handed your life over to it. And the last thing you want to do is live under the rule of whatever that fear or insecurity is.
Mm-hmm.
So today's your break free session. Today's the day that you let us know, right in the comments, man. Let us know what it is and how you're determined to beat it. And we'll be right along there with you, you know what I'm saying? Fighting our fears and insecurities as well. So we hope this helped you in any way. We by no means think that we're professionals, but we are professionals at our own lives and each other.
That's right.
So, we love you so much. Keep tuning in. Later.
Subscribe to our channel.